Zvachim, Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph. Here we have another famous Shas Klal. Most people are bakant from Or Chaim in Yonim. Yeah, sometimes in Krishma, and davening. If somebody meets up with this man of Mincha, and he didn't daven Musaf yet. So which one does he daven first? Most people know that this one of the Klolim in deciding priorities in Dvarim Shebe Kedusha is Todeh V'Sheini Todeh Todeh Koidim. Here the Mishnah introduces this concept, actually learnt out from a din in Kochim. Kol atodim mechaveroi koidim es chaveroi. Look at the Rav brings the posuk in Pashas Pinchas and Pashas Hamusofim, and there's a conflict between the Tomid and the Musaf. It's important to point out, by the way, we haven't discussed this much, that the Korbonos Hamusofim kishmom kenhu, it's a hoisofo on the Tomid. You look at the Rambam calls the halachas of the daily Seder HaKrovas HaTomid Tmidin U'Musafim. The Musaf is a Hoysofa on the Karban Tomid. So Memela, they're really the same Karban. Afilo Hochi, the Pasuk says, Mulvad Oilas HaBoiker Asher Lo'ilas HaTomid. The Oilas HaBoiker was done already, and that's the Oilas HaTomid. Why was it done already? The Torah HaKdosha makes an assumption because it's Todeh Mechaveroi. The Tomid is every day. And the Mishnah says the Pratim, HaTmidim Koidim L'Musafim. Musaf Shabbos Koidim L'Musafim Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos comes 50 times a year, Rosh Chodesh is only 12, or L'Didan 18 times a year. Musaf Rosh Chodesh Koidim L'Musaf Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Chodesh is definitely more frequent than Rosh Hashanah. Shanema Mavad Elah Zabayikeh Shaloh Elah Satam Ta'asuas Elah. That's the limud that we mentioned. It's worth pointing out over here that just because the Torah teaches us to do one before the other, the Hased Loi Mishana, Loi Ma'akiv, and Avadat's Kosher, that's one point worth mentioning. The other point worth mentioning is that the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar is not only before the Musaf, but the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar is the first Rishon, and this is already a Din Likuvah, it's not just the Seder Adifus. The Korban Tomid Shel Shachar is the first Korban of the day. There's another pasuk in Parashas Tzav. The pasuk says, "Va'orach aleho oilo." All karbonis are aleho of the din karban tomid shel shachar. The shaila is, if 100 or 1,000 yidden come one day and they have this one has a karban shlomos, one has an elon, one has a chatos, and the karban tomid shel shachar, avada karban tomid comes first. We have a klal here of todeh v'sheini todeh todeh koidim. Why do I need a separate pasuk that there's a din Korban Tomid Shel Shachar has kedim over all karbonis? Tosfos says a klal in a few different places. So that's over here in Daf Pei Tes, a few other places also. Tosfos says that there would be a tzad that the din from Parshas Tzav is nisyaches to the haktorah. V'orach aleho oilo is talking about the haktorah sakarbonis, that which is oilo al mizbeach. Mashenkin, the posuk that's bolafonenu kol akhodah atmidim koedim lumusofim, is talking about avodas adam. It's difficult to be mekabel the teretz of Tosfos because the klal is not a klal on any one specific thing. V'hor raya, we extrapolate from that the poskim in many places that there's kol akhodim, kol atodah l'chavei kodmo. Legabe, like we said, somebody has a tefil to daven. Okay, that you could say maybe is predicated on karbonis. But what happens if somebody's leil Shabbos, he made Shabbos early, and he has Krishma to say over, or he has Svir Saimir to count? Which one comes first? Krishma before Svir Saimir. Todeh V'Sheini Todeh Todeh Koidim. Not a din in any one specific avoida. So the Tosfos is Teretz Shverlach. Gedolei Achronim, Rabbi Chana on the Keren Oir, the Mikdash Dovin, and others, answer that there's a din noisefes. Todeh V'Sheini Todeh, Namal is Negea only when you have two things. And they're both available to be done now. You have the Shepsel of the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar in front of you. And is Yankel from Be'er Sheva that brought a Korban Shlom. Which one comes first? Okay. What happens if the behemoth that was designated as the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar is not here yet? They bring it. It's going to take another 10 minutes. They have to do something to the behemoth. It has something to do. So if it's not here yet, or they were mefayed, they're pious, they were late, and they have to first prepare for the Korban Tomid. Maybe there's a din that there's only a din in Todeh V'Sheini Todeh, and that din is only when both of them are here. Which one is Adif? Which one comes first? If one's not here, so how do you do the other one? Shteta Adin Yosef is that there's an Isser The daily Seder HaAvodah starts with the Korban Tomei Shel Shachar, and by the way, it finishes with the Korban Tomei Shel Bein Arbayim. There's a din, Oleh Hashlem Kol HaKorbanos Kulam, like we say in Korbanos every morning, that the last Korban of the day is Korban Tomei Shel Bein Arbayim. Nishna Dem, the Korban Tomei Shel Bein Arbayim, that's not only a din Seder Adifus, but it's a Kpeda, is that there's one sheet in Taisus and Psochem in Yuma that holds that a korban which is brought after the korban tomid shel ben harbayim is negated by the korban pesach. The korban pesach was brought after korban tomid shel ben harbayim. It's a special pesach. Also, what about any other korban? Taisus has a tzad that the korban is pasul. It's not only a din of seder adifus. It's a din that goes into the akrova. There's another shita in Taisus that's worth saying over. The shita that holds that's bechlal only a din lechetchila, and that's where the kasha would be. So what's the difference if both of them are din lechetchila? There's one middle ground of Taisus and Yuma that's worth saying over. Taisus and Yuma has a tzad that the korban tomid shel ben harbayim, if anything else was brought after it, has a din that it's olo, it's mechaper, it's in sratza, yotzi dechevosoi, but there's no matir, the santa din. The only other place where we have such a concept is by zrika shaloi b'mkoymoin, the santa know what the tzushtel is between the two. The Seder HaKrova is kosher, but the Mizbeach, the Achilas Mizbeach, is not Matir, the Achilas Bailim, the Zrikas Adam is not Matir, not Achilas Bailim, and not Achilas HaMizbeach. Okay, Mishneh Beis teaches us another Klal, which is also a principle that's again other places in Shas, called Makudish Mechaveri Koidim Mechaveri. There's a halacha that when something is more Kodosh, it has also Adifus. Now the Mishnah is going to list off in Korbanos specifically what's Mekudesh Mechaveroi. Lav Davka, that the description over here is one-sided, that's completely in Gansen Kodesh. There's a Maila that the Mishnah says, and for whatever reason the Mishnah holds that Maila is the overriding factor in determining Legabi Diz Din of which one is brought first, that this is Mekudesh. Dam Chatos Koidin L'dam Oilom Pnei Shehu Miratza. Theoretically one could argue that the korban of Eilah is more choshev, is more kaidish, because the basar is kula Eilah Lashem. Chatos is eaten by kehanim. But the Mishnah talks in something that's specifically regarding the dam. Dam chatos has more of a cheshivus, more of a kedusha rather, than dam Eilah because it's mechaper. You could also say, theoretically, that dam chatos has more kedusha because it's more matan domim, it's dalid. Al Kronos, it's not Shtayim Shein Arba. But this is what the Mishnah says. Mnei Shum Miratze. Evorei Oilo Koidin Lemurei Chatos. Mnei Shein Kol Lishim. The Emurim are brought all Karbonis. Only Oilo has that the Evorim are also Oilo. But since the whole thing is Kol Lishim, then even the Evorim, which is normally not Hokrav, is Koidin Lemurim, which in every Karbon is something that has to be Hokrav. Chatos Kedemis Lo Oshom. Here the Mishnah says the point that we made before. Chatos comes before Oshom, even though both of them are mechaper, but one has a hecher esot matan domim, domim nitna al arba, ve'ala yisoid. Mashen kein Oshom, ishtayim shein arba. Oshom koidim, letoido le'el nozir. The Mishnah points out that an Oshom is kotshe kadoshim. The Mishnah does not say the more obvious thing that would tell us that has more kedusha, because that he saves for the next shtickle. Hatoydev el nozer koydim l'shlomim. They both kotchim kalim. Ne shehen lechon liyemecha tunin lechem. Bechodim ne shehen lechon liyemecha would be enough, but the Mishnah adds a different point. Tunim lechem. Toydev el nozer both have lachmim. Shlomim koydim lebechor, because shlomim ne shetunim matan arba usmicha unisochim utnufas chazav v'shoik. Let's be mefar. Matan Shtayim Shein Arba by Shlom as opposed to Bechol, which is Shvich as Keneged HaYisoid, that's Din in Perkei Zemukoyman. Smicha is a Din only when the Korban was Hukdish to be Yotzi Dechoyves HaBalim. Bechor has Kedusha Mirechem Imoy, but it's really the Kehanim's Korban. The Balim's job is to give it to the Kehanim, the Kehanim are Makriv and they eat it. It really has nothing to do with the Balim, therefore there's no Din Smicha. Nesochim again is a Chiyuv of the Balim to bring the choivas habaylim is to bring of every korban a makriv korban brings nesachim. just point out, let's say, an interesting illustration of how Chovas Nesachim works is that, let's say somebody was Magdish Karban Shlom, then the owner of the Shlom passed away. So the Shlomim is not from the Karban, it has to be made, so his son could bring it. The son's not Mechuyev in Nesachim. Why is the son not Mechuyev in Nesachim? Because he's not the Baal HaKarban. He's bringing his father's carbon. So Nesachim is a din, the Baal HaKarban B'chor doesn't have that din. Tnufas Chozav V'Shoik, the chelik that's given to the Kehanim, is something that's Nisroimim from the carbon, and the Shlom is written, the boss is eaten by the Bailan. But that chelik could only be eaten by Kehanim. Masha'enken, by B'chor, there's nothing about it that has a Bazundur din. Now, the reason why it doesn't have Bazundur din is because the whole carbon was eaten by Kehanim. But still, Tnufas Chozav V'Shoik doesn't refer to the fact that the Kehanim eat it as opposed to Yisraelim. It refers to the Tnufa. There's an Avodah of being Meilech Umevi Meilo Meir, it's a Gantz Avodah. So that Avodah is a Bazundur Mitzvah Shlomim that one doesn't have by a Bechor. So therefore, the Shlomim also, because of that, is Mekudesh from the Bechor. Now there's one noise that has to be brought up. The Gemara on Daf Tzadik has a Sofik. What's a din when you have a stira between the Klal and Mishnah Aleph, Kol HaTodeh, has Kedima, and the Klal of Mekudesh? What would be the case? What happens when there's a stereo? You have Dam Chatos and Dam of the Oilas HaTomid. Chatos has Kedima of Oilam Mitzat Kiddush. Oilas Tomid is certainly more Tmid and Kisidron than a random carbon Chatos. So you have a stereo. Lamaisa, the Gemara goes back and forth. The Gemara is not Poshet to Shiloh. The Rambam Paskins, Memela, you can be Magdam whichever one. There's no Din Kedima. The Rav Lamaisa says to be Magdim the Todir. Tesef to explain where the Rav get that from. Because Todir is something that's learnt out in the Pasuk of Karban Tomid, like we pointed out before. Mekudesh doesn't have a Kalora Makor in the Pasuk. That means the Gemara does say, we quoted before, that Chatos comes before Eilu, but it doesn't say that Alt Kiddush. The Nekudah. Bait. Todir, the Pasuk says, Olas Tomid, the Torah calls it Tomid, the Torah is Magdir, the Oleo, the Chi of Kedima, with the word Tmidin. In Kodesh, it doesn't say that. So, because of that, that's the Rav's Lomza Tayshav says, but the Gemara doesn't say such a Svar. How can you be Machir such a Svar? Good, back and forth by Gedalach Redim, exactly how to come out.